I told my boss the Forest Way case was on the brink of becoming clearer. Following that rash pledge, every lead failed us, every hope for break refused to play. I had almost nothing on Adam Croft. What I did have, I reported to my boss and braced myself.
A dog whistle?
Yeah.
Well, should I be impressed?
If Adam Croft's used his dog to kill one man, hospitalise another, and the injured man in question described the dog being called off with a whistle, which we've just found in Adam Croft's place, that is potentially significant.
It's Adam Croft's dog you've got a link to the victims.
I know.
Which you've so far failed to do.
We're 10 days on to it. We've been delayed. As soon as we get to the guy in the hospital and show him the photos, we'll know more. If he says, yes, that's the dog that attacked me, then we have linked whistle and dog and Adam Croft to that attack.
Yeah, but still nothing to link Adam Croft to the man who was killed. What about the famous trainer print in the blood?
We're still looking for the trainer.
You've got nothing.
A load of drugs, which just happened to be legal. Adam Croft playing the curving young man. His spotless nan with a spotless alibi. It's airbrushed. Except little Charlie Croft is clearly agitated every time Adam or Spider is mentioned. And why is Spider confined to the backyard with a load of junk that's been chewed beyond recognition?
This is typical of you. Typically stubborn, expecting to be entitled to resources no one else
is. I don't expect.
I'm obliged to deliver a streamlined package. I lie awake at night trying to work out how I do that, but except I have to because I understand I'm part of a machine which is subject to forces beyond my control, and unlike you, I don't suffer from monomania.
I suddenly saw how bad he looked. Not just tired and tetchy like we all were, but strung out, battered.
It's with Tender.
Take it.
Hiya.
I'm at the hospital.
And?
He's dead.
What? When did he die?
Early this morning. He got this bug. The immune system was too weak to fight it. It's insane. He should never have got so sick in here.
Well, Tende, I'm in with the boss just now.
Okay.
You won't be getting an ID on the dog from him, then?
No.
Turn your full attention to the Miles Platt shootings. Something worthy of us.
Okay.
Terry was approaching from the other end of the corridor. I noticed his silver head of hair. Notice the younger heads around him. If GMP enforced A19, all officers who'd served 30 years could be compulsorily retired. Terry'd have to go, but he'd be all right. Mortgage paid, everything under control. Not like Matende, who'd gone into overdrive the last 2 years. Wife, house, baby on the way. They couldn't A19 him, too young. But they could move him, and people don't always survive that.
It was Adam's first trip to that vet with Spider.
Was it?
And Spider's 2 years old. Poppy's 8 now, but I'd probably taken her to the vet half a dozen times by the time she was 2. So I'm thinking, either he was taking Spider to another vet, which he wasn't happy with, I can't picture that, can you? 18-year-old Ned being so picky. Or he needed the vet to put us off the scent.
The vet removed glass from Spider's foot?
No. The vet stitched up and dressed an injury which Adam told her was caused by glass in the foot.
Well, interesting. But too late. The boss has just pulled the plug on it.
Why?
Well, the short answer is he's in meltdown about the cuts.
My pal in Surrey's just been A19'd. They were off the blocks to enforce it. He's gutted.
I bet.
Says he wishes he'd done what I'd done.
And what did you do?
I piddled about and didn't join up till I was 28.
So Terry couldn't be A19'd. Yet. I saw Witendi park up on his way back from the hospital.
Is he?
When I reached him, he was on the phone.
Izzy, listen, just say you've changed your mind.
I knew he wouldn't like me seeing him in a state. No big deal. I didn't like it either. No, what's freaking me out, I tapped him on the shoulder so he'd know I was there.
What's freaking me out is I can't do it myself.
Sorry.
Izzy, I gotta go, I'll call you back.
That poor guy had blood complications in the first place. And if they routinely killed off mothers and babies, no one will go near the place.
It's fine, I'm fine, I'm jumpy, but I'm fine.
Everyone's jumpy. Relax. No more dogs to panic about anyway. The boss has pulled the plug. No, don't relax. Tell me what's new in Miles Platin.
The Forest Way files were carted off to South Reddish. I made them promise to keep me informed. That's monomania for you. It rained for a week non-stop. Weeds and snails took possession of the city. The Forest Way case went cold. Izzy was admitted to hospital with preeclampsia and had to stay there till the birth. Matende flitted between work and the hospital, looking grim. Everywhere I went, I saw lads and dogs. The lad walking with that cocky swear, the dog on the chain too short, too tight. Part of me was expecting the worst, another poor sod chewed to death. 2 weeks later, I got the call.
Boss?
Young fella's just proved fatal on Cherry Grove.
What number?
30.
4 doors down from Adam Croft. Cause of death?
Heart attack.
But I thought you said young.
I did, 17. No overtime.
Connor Kennedy died of a heart attack aged 17. The coroner's report, issued much later, identified a congenital heart defect, something he might have been untroubled by for years to come had he not decided to dose himself with large and regular hits of methadrone. The day after he died, I went to see his mother. Driving along Forest Way, I saw it was business as usual at the pet shop. Lads and dogs hanging out on the pavement, the owner leaning against his trademark van.
Shh, it's all right. Shh. Sorry, don't mind him.
Hello, Kathleen. DCI Sue Craven. The dog was cowering and rolling its eyes away.
Poor wee thing. He doesn't know what's going on. He keeps looking for Connor.
Thank you for letting me come and see you today.
No worries. Come in. Come through.
30 Cherry Grove was exactly the same layout as number 22, where Adam Croft and Sandra and Charlie lived. But it felt so different. The furniture was old, the stair carpet was thin, piles of magazines and DVDs everywhere. But it was a nicer place to be. Even the day after her death, in Sandra's gleaming lounge. Kathleen Kennedy looked dried out with shock. Connor's dog sat between us, padding off every few minutes to see if he could find his master.
About 2 years ago, he started taking drugs. Smoking a blow. Bit of ecstasy, coke sometimes. I worried about it, you know, when I got wind of it, but to be fair to him, he never seemed out of control. Then 3 months ago, he started on the methadrone.
Right.
First I knew of it, the weight just dropped off him. After about a month, it had such a hold on him, you would not believe. He was a completely different person. His eyes went right through, you know. He didn't even look like Connor, because his face was all cocked to one side. You could hear his jaw cracking. Have you got children?
No.
Well, you'd do anything for the sake of your child. But there's nothing you can do with this. It's too powerful. He was taken over. Terrible nosebleeds. Soiling himself. Sticking the place out. I'm sorry, but...
Please.
I have to say it. Everybody keep their mouths shut round here like it isn't happening. But it has to be said.
Of course.
He was sweet-natured before. Sweet with his sisters. On the methadrone, he'd fly off the handle at the slightest thing. And you'd see this look on his face sometimes. Pure panic. And then he'd hold his head and he'd say to me, "Mum, I'm so effed up."
Where was he getting it?
Oh God, it's everywhere.
And how was he getting the money for it?
I used to only give him the money for cigarettes. But he started to take it. Things were going missing.
Did you get the impression he was buying it locally?
God, you don't have to go far. It's on your own doorstep.
She stared out of the window at Cherry Grove. Sandra was walking along the opposite pavement with Charlie in tow. We could see them through the net curtains, but they couldn't see us. Charlie looked at number 30 with worried fascination. Sandra pulled him by the hand and hurried him along.
Do you know Sandra, Kathleen?
Oh, yes.
Is she a friend?
She's a neighbour.
So you're not close, then?
We used to be. I used to be very close.
Did you fall out?
Well, you look at this poor wee dog. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
When did you stop being close with Sandra?
I'd like to take him for a walk. I'd like to go now.
Okay.
4 years ago.
And she gave me a look which said, "Work it out." I knew one thing that happened 4 years ago. Sandra had told me. Adam and Charlie's mum did a bunk and abandoned them. Sandra had taken them in. Was it their arrival, Adam's arrival on Cherry Grove, that had soured things? Connor couldn't tell us where he'd got his drugs. Kathleen wouldn't. Sometimes the most help you get is from a dead man's phone.
OK, Connor's phone. Basically, loads of voicemails from his mum. The other contact that keeps coming up is Spider-Man. But the number keeps changing. Connor keeps resaving different numbers under Spider-Man, and the latest number he saved matches the number we've got for Adam Croft.
Fantastic.
There's only a few texts on here. KG, coded, you know, basically drugs texts. Adam selling, Connor buying, but nothing spelt out. But the most recent text from Spider-Man was 2 days ago, on the Sunday.
The day before Connor died?
Yep, and it's different. It's all in capitals, like a send or text, and it says, get yourself to the farm Friday night. It's going to be biggest ever.
The farm?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell is the farm?
God knows, but we need to find out and we need to be there without involving any of the people we suspect will be going. If it's what we've been looking for, the centre of what they're really up to, we can't afford to put a foot wrong. Right, we've got 2 days to find the farm.
I went to see my boss again, to beg again. He was heaped over a letter. He barely looked up.
They want to know my intentions. What do I intend to do about retiring? Well, I was intending to do my job until I dropped dead or was unfit to do so, which I was led to believe was my due when I joined the force. I was intending to do that. Now I'm intending to grab these people by the throat and ask them what I'm supposed to do when I don't do this, because it isn't something I do to earn money for holidays. I don't like holidays. I don't have hobbies. This is it. I'll ask him if they intend to stump up the booper when I'm dribbling in a psychiatric unit because I don't know who I am.
A19's not definite, is it?
No, this is the final phase of consultation, otherwise known as shafting you slowly. What do you want, time, money?
Well...
have it, do it, whatever it is. To hell with them.
I wanted to give him something, but I couldn't think what, so I left.
There's 3 nightclubs called The Farm in the Manchester area. One's got a 70s night on Friday, one's booked for a Cypriot wedding, and the other's shut for refurbishment.
There's a recording studio called The Farm.
What if it's a code name for something else, where animals are, like the pet shop?
The pet shop's tiny. The text said biggest ever. Could be a rave.
Could be a dogfight. There's farms within striking distance of the city across 4 counties. It's a non-starter.
No, we don't stand up and help you do that. We have to go back into what we've already got and what we already know our way around and see if there's anything there.
While we're tending and Terry sat poring over everything we had, I got in touch with firearms and tactical aid in case we needed them. Tried to do a risk assessment based on various hypothetical kinds of places the farm might be. I don't recommend it. It was 10:20 on Thursday night. I wondered who'd be the first to crack.
Oh, I'm not even thinking straight now. I'm that frazzled I could actually miss something right in front of my nose now.
Have a coffee.
I've had 7.
Have a tea.
Hello?
This is not productive. We should get some sleep and eat it fresh tomorrow.
Okay, 20 minutes. Izzy's in labour. I'm going. I'm gone.
Right, this was always ridiculous, and now it's impossible.
You take half, I'll take half. God,
well and truly dumped on from a great height.
Were you there when your kids were born?
Was I, heck? I said to her, once the baby's hosed down and you've got some lippy on, I'll be delighted to make an appearance.
Did she mind?
No, she kept her dignity, didn't she? Can I ask you something personal?
If it keeps you working.
You know Macca?
I do.
Tendy said, are you too, like, an item?
Not really.
Well, either are or you aren't.
Sometimes we are.
And how the hell does that work?
It just seems to, Terry.
So is it a regular thing, or...?
It's what I call regular irregular.
What, so it's like no strings?
OK, that's enough.
Never works. People need strings.
Shush!
So?
I mean it.
I've got an invoice here for 40 units of cat litter from a pet supply company called Lovely Pet, registered address The Farm, Denshaw.
Brilliant. Let's see if there's anything on the system. The farm, Denshaw, was one of the 3 properties owned by Tony Lau. When I kept banging on about the big thing I thought must be behind the little thing, I'd never imagined it would be as big as Tony Lau. Now I did have something to give to the boss.